So I think it was last Sunday after, I don't know, after something. I guess after the reception from the Kirkin of the Tartan, and we had people walking all around, and Abby Murin was outside. They were, some of the kids were coming out of their classroom, and she said, "There's nothing for you in here." So I guess now I know what there wasn't in there was. So today we're looking at the story of Zacchaeus. How many of you know the song about Zacchaeus? Let's sing it together. Zacchaeus was a wee little man, and a wee little man was he. He climbed up in a sycamore tree, the Lord he wanted to see. And Jesus came by, I don't know how you do that, and he said, "Zacchaeus, you come down, for I'm going to your house today. I'm going to your house today." Today we're looking at the story of Zacchaeus. Here's how you spell it. Z-A-C-C-H-A-E-U-S. That's a name with more letters than a name needs, I think. So I call him Zach. Yep, Zach. Zach is a man who comes up short. He's short of stature. That's not his fault, of course. It's just the way he was made. We won't hold that against him. But he's also short of friends. After all, he's the chief tax collector. Nobody likes a tax collector, and Zacchaeus is not an exception. So one day Jesus comes to town. Old Zach has heard about Jesus and he wants to see him. He goes out to where the crowd is gathering, where Jesus and the disciples are going to come along, and he wants to see this Jesus. Unfortunately, the crowd is really thick, and being short, Zach can't see over the heads of all the other people. It's clear nobody is going to move to give him a chance to get through to the front line. So Zacchaeus runs on up ahead and he climbs up a tree and he waits, because he is going to see Jesus. He is going to see this rabbi, this teacher everyone's talking about. Zacchaeus is determined. Well, did you ever wonder why Zacchaeus is so interested in seeing Jesus? Is it just curiosity because everybody's talking about him, or is it something else? Well, I think he's not just curious. I think Zach has heard that Jesus can forgive sins, and that Jesus will forgive sins. And I think Zach is very aware of his sinfulness. And I think Zach has some hope that if he just sees Jesus, just sees him, he might get some idea of how he could change his life. Maybe you know what it is to feel an intense need to change your life. Maybe you've had that experience at some point or another. Maybe you are aware of what it would be like, that catching a glimpse, just a glimpse of Jesus, will help you with that. Remember the woman who has the flow of blood and she's heard about Jesus' power to heal, and she just reaches out and touches the hem of his garment? She doesn't want to call a lot of attention to herself. She doesn't ask him to embrace her or anything. Just let me touch the hem of his garment. And for Zach, it's let me just catch a glimpse of him. If I see him from a distance, maybe I'll be able to see something new about life. I think that's what Zach was thinking. So look what happens. Jesus comes walking down the road with his disciples, just as Zach has hoped that he would. But instead of walking on by, Jesus stops right at the foot of the tree where Zach is. He's up there in that branch. Jesus stops right at the foot of that tree, and he looks up right at Zach, right into Zach's eyes, and he says, "Come on down, Zacchaeus, come on down, because I'm coming to your house today. I'm coming to your house today. For I'm coming to your house today. For I'm coming to your house today." So what does the crowd have to say about that? Do they like it? No, they don't. The crowd gathered there in that street along that road is quick to complain about it. You see, it's the same old story. Religious folks don't like Jesus taking an interest in sinners, tax collectors, lepers, women of ill repute, farm workers, immigrants, unruly teenagers, loud, wiggly children. Religious folks don't like to be disturbed. So on that day back in Galilee, Zacchaeus draws the complaints of the crowd. What? You would go to the home of a sinner like him? The tax collector? So old Zac quickly says, Hey, I'm going to sell half of everything I have and give the money to the poor. And if I've ever defrauded anyone, I can see them lining up now. If I've ever defrauded anyone, I will pay them back fourfold. It sounds to me like Zach has already been hoping for a chance to start new. That he's begun to formulate a plan of things that he might wish he could do if he had the courage, if he had the guts. So here's what the story tells us. Zach wants to see Jesus. Zach knows he's a sinful person and he wants a glimpse of the Lord. Jesus stops, calls old Zach down out of the tree and accepts him, being gracious to him beyond measure, the way Jesus so often is to any and all of us. Certainly Zach's being a tax collector and climbing a tree doesn't merit Jesus coming to eat with him at his house. But that's what happens. Jesus stops. Jesus looks Zacchaeus in the eye, calls him by name, and calls on Zacchaeus for hospitality. And as a result of that, Zacchaeus is a changed man. He turns his life around. Through Jesus, Zacchaeus is restored to community with God, to a relationship with God, and there's nothing better. There's nothing that can make us whole more than a relationship with God. But in addition, Jesus restores Zacchaeus to the human community as well. He shows a changed heart. Well, the question might come up, is Zacchaeus a righteous man in his own right? No, he's not. No way. He's a tax collector. He's one who set taxes as he pleased so that he could make money off his neighbors, off his friends, his class, his countrymen. Besides, he worked for the Roman government. What could be righteous about that? So Zach wasn't righteous. And did he have faith? Well, no, I don't think he had faith yet either. I think he just had an interest in faith. I think he just wanted to have a glimpse of Jesus, just to see him. But we find out that's enough. It's enough just to want to see Jesus. Lord, I believe, help thou my unbelief. That's a line from another story, but it fits here too, and it might fit in our lives too. We don't have all the answers. We may never have all the answers. We may not become theologians and biblical scholars. Lord, I believe. Help thou my unbelief. So what about you and me? Are we righteous in and of ourselves? No way. Do we have faith? Well, maybe. Some days, anyway, we have faith. Sometimes, maybe even good, strong faith. There's some among you here, us here, that I know do have strong faith. But some days we have just what old Zach had, an interest in faith, a yearning for faith. Maybe we just want and need to see Jesus. Because that's the other step. Do we want to see Jesus? Do you want to see Jesus as he walks by through your town? Do we want to know more about what God wants our lives to be about? If so, I'm going to tell you, I think that's enough. If we want that, it will be the first step that takes us the rest of the way. The Spirit of God, you see, will give us the faith we need, and that faith provides us the righteousness of God. In Habakkuk 2:4, we read, "The righteous live by their faith." In Romans 1:17, we read, "For in the gospel, a righteousness from God is revealed, a righteousness that is by faith from first to last. Just as it is written, the righteous will live by faith." So Paul has quoted Habakkuk. Ephesians 2:8-9, "For it is by grace that you have been saved through faith, and this not from yourselves, it is the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast." Zacchaeus, come down out of that tree, for I must go to your house today. Friends, Jesus says that to you and to me. He wants to come to our house. He wants to know us better. He wants for us to do more than just glimpse him passing by. He wants to be part of our lives. Let us pray. I ask your blessing today on this church, on its ministry and what it offers here to one another, to all who come in these doors, and to all who drive by on this street. I ask your blessing on each of us, that in the ways that we are sinners, you would receive and cleanse and restore us to relationship with you and with one another. In Christ we pray. Amen.